Welcome to Empower, empowering mothers providing options with education and relaxation. Always ensure that when you listen to these sessions that you are in a safe environment, preferably sitting in a chair or maybe laying down. Please do not listen to the sessions whilst driving. Consult your doctor or midwife if you are unsure whether the sessions are appropriate for you. And if you need further information regarding the sessions, please contact the antenatal clinic at Burnley General Hospital to speak to a midwife on 01282 804374. Welcome to Empower. Session 2. Please ensure that as you listen to the sessions you are in a relaxed, safe place, preferably lying down or sitting in a chair. Understanding your body. Relax back. Let's begin to imagine how your baby's home, your uterus, your womb looks. Imagine a blown-up balloon. The part of the balloon where you would blow up the balloon represents the cervix, the neck of the womb, the part that is examined during labour. The balloon represents the uterus. Within the uterus lies the placenta. This is firmly attached to the inner wall, with lots of tiny blood vessels coming from the placenta into the wall of the uterus. This is how your placenta provides everything your baby needs to grow through the cord. From all around the edges of the placenta hang the membranes, the bag of waters, which is where your baby lies. We are not too sure as to what starts labour off, but we know that being positive in your mind, feeling relaxed in your body and confident can really help. There are several changes that happen within your body towards the end of pregnancy. These happen without you even realizing. Towards the end of your pregnancy, your baby knows to get into a good position for birth. Baby's back rotates and moves around to the front of your stomach. Baby's head tucks in, chin on its chest. Baby's head engages and drops down into the pelvis. Often some babies can take longer than others to get into this position. There are some things that you can do to help. Simple things like practicing an all fours position. Basically, a position on your hands and knees, possibly if you can with your head onto a pillow. 5 minutes a day would be great. This can help baby rotate. It's almost like imagining your baby lying in your stomach in a hammock. Baby's time for birth can be anywhere from 38 to 42 weeks. Towards the end of your pregnancy, possibly around the 38-week mark, you may notice that you begin to experience period-type aches, maybe some irregular tightenings, and maybe backache. This is your body beginning to change the cervix, the neck of the womb. These changes are being made without you even realizing. The cervix, remember the part of the balloon we talked about earlier? The part where you would blow up the balloon is like a 3-centimeter long tube. It's tightly closed. Fixed in the opening of the cervix is a plug of mucus, often called the shaw. This is a sticky, stretchy plug, which can often be streaked with some blood. This can be lost up to 2 weeks before labour starts. If you do see this, it's a positive sign, as it means your cervix has begun to change. Don't worry if you don't see this. Not every woman does. All these changes in the cervix are all helping you move towards labour and birth. Your baby is safe inside, but as your pregnancy advances, the cervix needs to change. The cervix before any changes have happened is quite firm. It feels a little bit like your nose. From that, it has to become nice and soft, a little bit like your earlobe. This is your body preparing, changing until the day that your body and baby decide that today is the day for labour to begin. Imagine the tightenings like waves. They build up slowly and gradually, becoming more and more intense and regular. But there's always a break between to let you relax and recharge. Sometimes they can start off like period cramps, low down, and then spread all over your stomach. At the beginning of labour, they can be really irregular, and it's best to try and ignore these and eat, drink, and sleep. Relax as much as you can, but be excited because your baby is getting ready to be born. As the labour progresses and the tightenings become more regular, you may want to start your relaxation, your breathing. It's helpful to imagine that as you breathe deeply inwards, that your cervix is thinning and drawing up around your baby's head. Each breath helps your cervix to open further and further. When these tightenings are about 5 to 6 minutes apart, or you feel the time is right, give the hospital a call wherever you are going to give birth. Sometimes your waters can break. In this instance, if you think you are losing water, it is advised to ring the hospital triage. The same as you feel if your baby's movements aren't the same. These contractions, tightenings, make 2 things happen. Firstly, they push baby further down the birth passage. You may have noticed a heavy sensation down below when having Braxton Hicks or practice contractions. The job they do is they pull up and work on the cervix. The cervix then starts to thin out. Imagine, it's like pulling on a polo neck jumper. As the baby's head slips into your pelvis, it pushes against the cervix, helping it to soften and thin out. We call this effacing and dilating. And as each tightening happens, It helps to pull the cervix up and around the baby's head, just as you would if you pulled on a polo neck jumper. At the beginning of your labour, your tummy will tighten and relax, tighten and relax. Keep positive in the early stages. And remember, your body and your baby know exactly what to do. So relax. Maybe take a bath. Keep yourself active. Eat and drink. Relax and keep your bladder empty, as this helps baby move down through the birth canal. Focus your mind. Remember to breathe deeply, visualizing your cervix, circling around your baby's head with each breath. Every breath in helps to draw up your cervix, slowly and steadily. Every breath makes a difference. Visualize that polo neck jumper being pulled on. Eventually, the cervix will slip past baby's head and over, and this is called fully dilated or fully opened, just as it would happen as the polo neck jumper was just ready to be pulled over your head. The baby then begins to descend into the birth canal, coming closer and closer with every contraction. You may feel your breathing changing. Once you reach full dilatation and the baby moves downwards, when you are fully dilated, you may need to focus your breathing on the out breath more. Visualize as your breath out, your baby moves down. Visualize as you breathe out, your baby moves down. Eventually, as the baby's head moves through the birth canal, you will begin to feel pressure in your bottom and lower back. This becomes stronger and stronger. This is a natural expulsive reflex. It's great to know it's there, because it means your baby's birth is getting closer. As your baby gets lower and lower, the pressure will become stronger, and you may feel the need to bear down. Use your outward breath to help this. Just go with your body. Your body knows what to do. Just follow the signs and the urges. This is a natural response as your baby gets closer, as it begins to press on the nerve ending which helps you to push your baby into the world. Let's take a few relaxing breaths now. As you close your eyes, take a nice breath in. And as you breathe out, feel yourself sink and become a little bit more relaxed. As you breathe in, calm, and breathe out, tension. Notice your eyes relax. Every tiny muscle in and around your eyes begins to relax. As the relaxation drifts across your forehead, over your head, down your cheeks, to your jaw, allowing your lower jaw to relax your teeth to part. With each breath, allow your entire face to relax. The relaxation drifting down your neck to your shoulders, and your shoulders sink down, and you can adjust your head and neck as you need to, as you feel comfortable and relaxed. And that lovely relaxation spreads down your arms, down to your wrists, your hands, your fingertips, down your chest, as you notice each breath, you feel more relaxed, breathing calm. Notice the color of calm. Breathe out tension. As you breathe in calm, you breathe out tension. As the relaxation drifts down your stomach to your legs, down to your knees, your ankles, your feet, relax, calm. Imagine now that you are in your favorite place. The day is just right for you. It's perfect. The temperature is just right. Notice around you, you see all the sights. Notice the sounds of this perfect place. This is your place. The place where you feel relaxed and calm. Notice in front of you is a hot air balloon. It has a basket attached. Notice the hot air balloon and the colors. Every color, your favorite color. The balloon is there to take away any stresses and strains, tensions that you may be carrying. Things that you want to let go. Allow yourself now to walk over to the basket of the balloon. Place your hands on the side of the basket. And as you do, allow yourself from every bit of your body, any stresses and strains to begin to leave your body, any anxieties that don't need to be there, allow them to come out of your body, noticing shapes and colors of each and every one as it leaves your body and falls into the basket of the hot air balloon. As each stress, strain, anxiety, tension leaves your body into the basket, notice how more relaxed you feel. how calmer you feel as they leave your body and move into the basket. Allow yourself to stand there for as long as you need, allowing every anxiety, worry, concern, things that don't need to be within your body to move into the basket. Take as long as you need. Place as many stresses, strains, anxieties as you need to into the basket. When you are ready, take a step back. As you move away from the basket, leaving all of those anxieties, concerns, stresses and strains in the basket, take a nice, deep, calm, cleansing, relaxing breath. And as you blow out that breath, notice the balloon begins to move. It begins to float. Float upwards towards the sky. With each breath in and each long breath out, you blow the hot air balloon further and further away, carrying the anxieties, the stresses, the strains, the worries, further and further away. With each cleansing breath, feel yourself relax more and more. Feel calm, confident, relaxed. And the calmer you feel, the more relaxed you feel. And the more relaxed you feel, the more in control you feel. The more in control you feel, the more confident you feel. Watch the balloon as it gets further and further away. And it's so small now, you can hardly see it until it disappears into the distance. Relax back now in your perfect place, in the perfect weather, the perfect day, as you breathe in calm, relax. Confident, in control, ready to move forward step by step, feeling more confident, more in control. See yourself now walking away from your place, knowing that you can visit this place anytime you want to. It's there for you. Notice as you walk away, your steps feel more confident. Notice you feel calmer. Notice how confident you feel as you move forwards step by step.